Welcome to WeCon 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, we told you about the borough assembly putting a bed tax question on the ballot a few days ago, but what do the cities around the borough think of the bed tax voters will decide on this fall? For the first time in almost 15 years, borough voters will choose whether or not to institute a lodging or a bed tax. There are lots of different names for fleecing tourists. Currently, the Kenai Peninsula Borough is one of just two boroughs around the state that doesn't charge some kind of tax for visitors paying to spend the night somewhere. The Matsu Borough has a 5% transient accommodations tax. Lake and Peninsula Borough in Bristol Bay charges 6%, and its policy specifically states that the guest will pay the tax. It's 6% in Wrangell, 8% in Fairbanks. The municipality of Anchorage has a 12% room tax, so this isn't a new phenomenon in Alaska, and most boroughs and cities rely on some kind of mechanism to capture more than just sales tax revenue from visitors. But here on the peninsula, only the city of Seward currently has a room tax. It's 4%, and Assistant City Manager Brennan Hickok says overall it's been a good deal for the city, but he does have some advice for making sure it works.
It's worked very well for us. The other thing I can offer, and we talked a little bit about this earlier today, is that if you are going to implement a bed tax, you should be willing and need to discuss the need to pony up money for compliance and enforcement, because we've identified in Seward that we have a handful of businesses and short-term rentals that don't have business license, don't collect sales tax, don't collect bed tax, and we've actually hired a firm to come in and audit. They basically search all of the online postings through all the different platforms, and they figure out who's in compliance with our codes and who's not. We as the community pay about $9,000 a year for that program, but have identified anywhere between 60 and 100 businesses that are not in compliance with Seward's code.
Both Kenai and Soldotna City Councils adopted resolutions earlier this year supporting the effort to get a bed tax on the ballot. Soldotna City Manager Stephanie Queen says that while the city doesn't have a lot of private operators, traditional or online-style B&Bs, they still heard little from the industry about dealing with the borough's proposed tax.
We didn't have a lot of outreach from our local businesses. We've got in Soldotna a few branded hotels, chains that are smaller in size, and then not as many of the individual operators, not as many of the B&Bs, I think, as some of the other communities have. But regardless, didn't have a tremendous amount of feedback from business owners, and ultimately the resolution was supported by the council unanimously.
Now, down in Homer, there was feedback. Of course, there are tons of short-term rentals in and around Homer, so much so that it's become an issue for people looking for long-term housing. And while businesses like Land's End have spoken against the tax, City Council member Rachel Lord doesn't see an extra $10 or so a night doing much to slow down tourism around the Cosmic Hamlet. But like in Seward, she emphasized the need to focus on collection and enforcement.
But if the business community could see that the borough is taking an active role in compliance and enforcement across the industry, and so that the ones that are obeying the law, that are following the rules, aren't getting an increased competitive disadvantage, that might go a long way, or at least part of the way, to getting folks to kind of accept or appreciate, because I never look at the bed tax to decide if I'm going to go visit my family, or if I'm going to go to Hawaii, or if I'm going to go wherever, and I pay it. And everybody around the state pays it. The idea that the borough and the Aleutians East borough are the only two boroughs in the state that don't collect a bed tax of some sort is crazy. So I'm fully in support of it personally, and I know that at least a portion of Homer Southern Peninsula residents are as well.
The tax coming to the borough's fall ballot calls for a 10% tax on all hotels, campsites, RV parks, and lodges, and it's expected to bring in close to $4 million annually. Now, that would go a long way toward closing the borough's ongoing budget gap. This year, that's about $5 million. And we're just about out of time for this week's number, so we'll leave you with this. The 1st of October, that's when you'll be able to vote on this and a number of other yet-to-be-determined candidates and issues in our local elections. That'll do it for this week's episode of Econ 91.9, every episode of which you can find on our website, kdll.org. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.